Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking where everyone is traveling in 2018.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Okay, so it's a new year. The holidays are over. We're all still settling in 2018. How's 2018 treating you so far?
So far, so good. We're only a few days in,
Exactly. Well, we're a week in, or a little over a week in here. But we're all itching to get far, far away. Maybe experience an amazing getaway. Maybe travel to someplace you've actually never been before.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of places I want to go to, and I know the listeners have a ton of places that they want to travel to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so last time we kind of talked about the budget-friendly destination. So this time we're going to talk about those places you've always wanted to go to. Places maybe you've never been before. Maybe you've never heard of before. And now we're going to go like, oh, here's the place. So we came up with a list of where everyone's traveling to in 2018, where the experts are saying to travel to, and where we think you should go and where we actually want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the places we should go?
Well, how about if we found an island that Alexander Hamilton was born, or an American iconic city that turns 300 years old? Maybe where the island that Luke Skywalker hung out in the movie The Last Jedi.
I'm sure there's lots of people listening to the podcast that want to go there.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are actually going there. So we found 11 places that you think you should go to this year in 2018. Some of them are places you're like, okay, yeah, that might maybe cost me a little bit. But a lot of these places, we just happen to come up with places that are actually still even affordable too. Not the crazy expensive one, but somewhere maybe you could travel to and you know, find a really nice hotel, like Four Seasons or something like that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm all for a travel splurge. I think there are times in life where, you know, you definitely splurge money, whether you're going on a honeymoon or you're celebrating a big birthday. I mean, I do think there is, you know, merit to taking one of those, like, once-in-a-lifetime trips.
Yeah. All right. So we found 11 places that we love, we've either traveled to, or we always want to go to. So let's start off with Detroit. And Detroit is a place that we've had on the podcast. We had about a year and a half ago, we had a episode about it. And we're actually going to be traveling to Detroit hopefully sometime soon. And we're going to have some more coverage about Detroit and their comeback that keeps continuing. This is such an awesome city. As we mentioned before in the Detroit podcast, it was a city I never always liked to go to. And then I went there a couple years ago and it is really truly made a comeback. And young creative types have really jump-started the scene where they began transforming, you know, crazy huge abandoned buildings into distilleries and bike shops and galleries and restaurants and now even a hotel. A brand new hotel is opening there coming up in May. The foundation is in downtown, which used to be a firehouse. So that's really cool. And the design of that, what I've seen so far, is great. So I'm really excited to go back to Detroit and see the progress even more. A couple of things that they were working on at the time, they're working on a hockey arena and a basketball arena and a streetcar that goes all the way through the town. There's this whole riverfront area that now has really transformed the whole river area of Detroit. And those have now all opened and it's supposed to be beautiful. I've seen it on TV. So I'm really excited to just see this up and close and just see the continuing comeback of this great all-American city.
Yeah, and you also stayed at a really cool hotel called the Aloft Detroit at the David Whitney when you stayed there.
Yeah.
And it's one of the hotels that we're going to feature in the show notes for this episode. But it just looks like such a really cool design for an Aloft hotel.
Yeah, and it's one of those hotels you walk in and it's just beautiful building inside. People actually live there. There's apartments there. It was I think it was abandoned for like 10 years, this building. And then the Aloft took it over and made this the really beautiful hotel. But you look outside your window and some people have certain, you know, views. I think you could, on some of them, you could see the river, see park or something like that. But you see this, just the skyline of Detroit. And that's just really cool. So if you're thinking of, you know, a cool urban setting, that's a good one. So next up, we have a place that is actually a country that has only kind of been in existence for officially a little over 10 years, that used to be part of the former Yugoslavia. Many countries were formed under the former Yugoslavia, Serbia, which what they're saying about Serbia, it is the alternative to Croatia. And Croatia has been hot for, you know, 10 to 15 years now. People are traveling there and Croatia is beautiful. But Serbia is really sort of now emerging as one of those. It's beautiful. It has lush mountains and trails and all kinds of really cool places to travel to. The whole country is just beautiful. But it also is becoming a party country, which is really cool. Belgrade, which is at the time of Yugoslavia, was the city you would never ever travel to, just like maybe Berlin was, but it is rivaling Berlin as a party destination. In the northern town of Novi, or Novi Sad, they actually have one of the hottest music festivals that's been around for several years, the Exit Festival. And actually, they have several other breakout festivals as well, too, throughout the year. But their biggest one is the Exit Festival in July. And, you know, like, they haven't announced their lineup this year, but it has won awards. It's like one of the top festivals that actually won awards. Last year's list had DJ Hardwell, Liam Gallagher from Oasis, and The Killers were some of the headlines. It's also a really hospitable country. Like, so as you arrive, a lot of time they'll give you a drink called I think it's called Ravgya, and it's a fruit brandy. And so they'll give you a little shot of this fruit brandy and a hearty three hello kiss.
I like any country that's going to welcome me with a cocktail. I think that's already setting up to be like an awesome country to visit.
Yeah, but I think this is like a country if you tell people, like, oh, yeah, so I'm going on a trip to Serbia. Like, what?
What?
Yeah, didn't they just have a war there? Like, yeah, they did about 15 years ago plus. And but no, now it's beautiful and people are flocking there.
Yeah, and the Square 9 Hotel in Belgrade is just an awesome hotel. You guys need to check this one out. So the concept of the hotel was born from the owner's desire to really become a part of Belgrade's whole renovation. And they wanted, you know, something that was luxurious but had more familiar character to the city. And, you know, in the last couple decades since, you know, Serbia's kind of surged again, yeah, I guess, in popularity. There's been a lot of chain hotels that have come into Serbia. Obviously, that's what happens in a lot of countries. But the owners of Square 9 Hotel really wanted to create something that had both, again, that luxurious feel, was also affordable and funky, but fit in with, you know, what was happening at Belgrade. So I searched a lot of hotels in Belgrade, and this one definitely looks like it stands out.
Yeah, Serbia has been sort of on my radar for a while now, but now it's after doing the research for this episode, I'm like, oh, it's hard on my list. It is absolutely on my list.
Yeah, it's someplace I really would not have thought about until we put this together and went, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You know, Belgrade and every sort of area around seems like a really interesting place to explore.
Yeah. So next up, I mean, do you think we should actually break into a rap from the musical Hamilton to introduce this next country?
I don't know any raps from Hamilton, so I don't know if I could do that. But let's just pretend that we did.
Yeah.
So our next place is Nevis, which is just a beautiful, beautiful island in the Caribbean. And I am such a fan of the Caribbean. Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
I think it depends. I say Pirates of the Caribbean, but I say Caribbean. So I go both ways.
Okay. I'm a Caribbean girl. So unlike many of its neighbors, Nevis was actually spared from damage from the Hurricane Maria and Irma in 2017, which is just a miracle. And that meant that, of course, the like picturesque beaches now are open for tourists. And a lot of people are now looking for islands in the Caribbean where they can go, where, you know, they haven't suffered extreme damage.
Yeah. And it's also the twin sister to St. Kitts, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Something like, yeah. And it's like only a couple miles away, but it's also sort of an undiscovered, in a way, you know, island that people don't always go to, but they have really awesome things to do there, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's quieter, it's simpler. You know, it's more connected to nature, but don't be fooled by that. There are still some amazing properties on the island. If you want to go totally high end, the Four Seasons Island property is where you're going to stay. I mean, there are palm trees and endless sea vistas, and it is definitely a splurge property, but trust me, like, you will not regret a dollar that you have spent on that at all. If you want to go a little bit more budget, but also more of like a homey feel, I found an amazing romantic villa with a plunge pool on Airbnb that starts at just $125 a night. And it's about a 3 to 4 minute walk to beach. But really, Nevis is an island where you want to rent a car and you want to be able to drive around. It's a small island. You really want to be able to explore all of the amazing beaches. So Airbnbs are definitely the way to go. Especially here.
Yeah, and it's also another way to sort of, you know, immerse yourself in the culture there, too, which I think is really cool. And I think a lot of times when you go to these you know, Caribbean nations, either on you're on a ship or maybe in a hotel, you kind of get excluded from that. And you don't understand how beautiful and how great the people are there and how cool they are. So, you know, and the fun fact here is that's where Alexander Hamilton from the musical and he was born there. So that's where he actually came from. And I actually get a lot of emails from their tourism board, and they're always pushing people to go to Nevis. And
it really is one of those kind of like forgotten islands. Yeah. I think that, you know, most people don't think about Nevis. Most people are pretty much go to, you know, the more popular islands. But I think definitely after the hurricane, you know, I mean, like St. Thomas has basically been almost vaporized as well. They still don't even have electricity. So, you know, they're just a lot of places where, you know, you don't want to go to right now.
Yeah. But we also have another island that is also very popular and has been for a while, but it's maybe something people haven't always thought about for a while.
Yeah, and it is Crete. And if anybody has been to the Greek islands, I am so envious of you because it is definitely, I think, right up at the top of my list. But Crete is this ancient island. It's also the largest and most populous of the Greek islands. But it's interesting fact, the 88th largest island in the world and the 5th largest island in the Mediterranean Sea. So it's a lot bigger than, you know, the smaller islands in the Greek islands that a lot of people go and visit to. But I'm not even going to pronounce this correctly, but
Herculean?
Herculean. Okay, yeah, I'm not up on my Greek here. Herculean, there we go. The Cretan capital was Europe's fastest growing tourism destination of 2017, which is shocking. And I think really what that shows is that people are trying to go off the beaten path and go places where not everybody is going to. You know, they're looking for something unique.
Yeah. They have like, what, 3,000 miles of mountains, valleys, sandy beaches, you know, right there kind of butted up against the sea as well. And what they say, they also have 3,000 hours of sunshine a year.
Very, very sunny. Yeah. If you're the type of person where you need a little sun, that's me.
Yeah. I think right now in the middle of winter, a lot of the country, they're like, I need that 3,000 hours of sunshine.
We have some vitamin C or vitamin D deficient, probably some vitamin C as well, but definitely some vitamin D deficiency going on.
Yeah.
But I found on Airbnb, I mean, if you're going to go to Crete, you're going to need to stay somewhere that like, you know, is really kind of an ancient feel to it.
Yeah, maybe hire a Greek grandma to come in and cook for you too.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Yeah, I found this beautiful stone villa with air conditioning, which is rare to find. On Airbnb, it's just stunning. And on all of the reviews, the host of the Airbnb provides a fridge of yummy goodies. She home bakes, Grecian creations for you as well, and helps you plan out a whole itinerary of, you know, the restaurants you should eat and where you should travel. And I think things like that are really cool because it's like you have your own private tour guide.
Yeah.
And yet you're so well taken care of.
Yeah. Well, and we've stayed in Airbnbs where the owners have given us a lot of really cool tips and check in with us and like, "Hey, what about this? Or do you need help with that?" or whatever. And we found in our research just in Greece alone that there's a lot of Airbnbs that are like this, which is really great. And it doesn't make you feel like you're kind of out there on your own.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the concierge at hotels is fabulous, but sure. a lot of times they're influenced by certain restaurants exactly. and certain places, and so that those are the places they're going to recommend. So always if you find a great Airbnb host, I mean, that's where you're going to get your most honest itinerary,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and also a tip, sometimes travel writers, we'd like to actually go talk to the concierge and just sort of see where they're leaning. And a lot of times we're like, wait, what? And you don't even know about this place, or you won't. And a lot of times like that's what it is. They won't recommend. And some concierge are amazing. They're like, we'll get in the car and drive you there or something like that. But yeah, that's just a little tip there. New Orleans. We all love New Orleans. New Orleans, for me, as I've traveled there many, many times, I've mentioned this before, and it was one of those I loved, but then also it was sketchy and you just never knew about it. But New Orleans is, to me, a completely different city. I absolutely love New Orleans. The last time you and I went, we had a blast. Well, New Orleans is celebrating 300 years as a city this year. So, of course, New Orleans, you got to have a party, right?
I mean,
that's just
and you got to have some sort of beverage.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. Well, New Orleans has 130. As of the last count they had, 130 annual festivals every year. That's annual every year, including Mardi Gras, which is in February coming up. Jazz Fest, which if you don't know anything about Jazz Fest, and the more I've talked to people about Jazz Fest, yeah, and they're like, oh, wait, I thought it was all just jazz. No. Like some of the biggest bands play there. Kendrick Lamar was just there like the last year, year before. The French Quarter Festival is similar to that. That's in April. Plus, they have a 300th birthday special, parties and events all throughout 2018. So New Orleans has transformed in this cool city that has now a bunch of really great neighborhoods as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hot hotels now. Like, you know, they've got the Ace Hotel, which is always a crowd favorite. Our friends at Old 77 have really changed the landscape and the vibe of the city. And is it Catahoula?
Yeah, I believe it's Catahoula. This place looks really awesome. And it was built after we were there last time. So many hotels have popped up. And this isn't even the full list of hotels that have popped up there. And this is supposed to be a really cool, kind of vibey hotel as well.
Yeah, awesome. So now we're going to go to Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when growing up, I always watched like a spy movie or something like that, and I always wanted to go to Stockholm, to Helsinki, and then also to Oslo. For some reason, they always had those like spy movies and stuff, and I was able to go to Oslo for a few days a few years ago, and I loved it. It was great. Oslo really reminds me of, say, like Seattle. It's a real cool metropolitan city, and it's right there on the water. People also will boat in, they have some islands right around the area, right around the city, and then they'll come in and work there. But Oslo, again, they're also celebrate. They have a landmark, celebration this year. And if you're not really well aware of all the different royalties throughout Europe, if you watch The Crown on Netflix, you kind of get a little bit of exposure to that. But Norway is one of the countries that still have a royalty there, and they have a king and a queen, and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, their wedding anniversary, which is a big accomplishment for anybody these days.
Even if you're a royal.
Exactly. So it was, several years ago when I went to Stockholm, which I've been many times, I was actually there when their oldest, the princess who she's going to become the queen, she married, and they had the big royal wedding there. But the cool thing about that, if you're into weddings, cool. If you're not into wedding, big royal weddings, great. But there's all kinds of really cool events that surround these kind of things. And so that's what Oslo is doing this year. There's all kinds of real, they're going to have, it's packed full of calendars. There's going to be, culinary and cultural events, concerts, and all kinds of different things throughout the year, specifically more in the summer when it's, warmer and nicer there. They also, it's been 10 years since their opera house opened there, and their opera house is really amazing. It's right on the water. It's even if you don't like opera, you walk up to this place and this is just amazing structure. It's really cool architecture there. But they're going to have all kinds of different, concerts and performance, throughout the year as well. And, Oslo is just one of those, beautiful cities that I love. It's a real walkable city. It's become more of a food scene. They're trying to rival Copenhagen in Stockholm, and they've always kind of been the stepchild of Stockholm in Copenhagen. But it's one of those just really, I think it's in a lot of ways, Norway can be almost more beautiful than those places because they have mountains and fjords and all those kind of things. So if you start in Oslo, you can go and check out the fjords elsewhere and stuff. And then you found
There's so many amazing hotels in Oslo, but I found an Airbnb that's awesome. It's a seafront cottage. It's actually 12 minutes from the city center, but it is a beautiful, beautiful cottage right on the water, and it has an outdoor area that has 180 degrees of stunning views of the fjord and the islands. So, you know, there's swimming, there's all sorts of outdoor activities. It's really affordable, and everybody in the reviews that have stayed there said, you know, staying a few minutes out of the city is kind of great because you can go into the city to explore and then come back into this, like, nature that is just so beautiful and awe-inspiring, and have, you know, both of those experiences.
And they have a really great public transportation all around too. If you don't end up getting a car, they drive on the same side as we do, so that's easier.
Thank God.
Yeah, and then but they also have a train system if you are in the downtown area that will take you directly to the airport, which is that's always a plus for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're taking it back to the U.S. For Austin, Texas, you know, Austin is always one of the hottest places to travel, and the city just keeps getting better and better. I mean, there's better food, there's better festivals. It just, the vibe keeps going on.
Yeah, and it's one of those cities that I've never been to, you have, and we finally got to go there, and I absolutely fell in love with it, and we were only there for a short period of time, and we want to go back. And so we're actually going to feature Austin in an upcoming episode sometime soon. In fact, later this week, we're going to talk about one of the hottest hotels opening there. Is the Fairmont Austin, and our good friend Casey, who's the marketing director there. We're going to talk with him later this week and talk about that. So we're going to go into more about Austin in the next few weeks about that. But it is now absolutely one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, it can be hot and muggy, but, you know, in the right season, the right weather, it's perfect.
Hey, they got some snow this time of year. So, you know, there's that if you're there right now. As well as we're coming up, we're going to feature Calgary and Banff, where we've been. We went to a few years ago. It's another city that in 2018 has really being talked about, that people are really traveling. Calgary, I also think, is one of those cities that you don't really think about when you think about Canadian cities. It hosted an Olympics many years ago, I think, which actually at that time sort of shock people, like, really, they're having it? But it, which is really cool. When we travel there, you could actually see the ski slope that they actually used in the Olympics. So Oslo has the same thing too. They have the same ski slope, which is right up the hill outside of the city there. But we hung out in Banff for a couple of days, and it was beautiful. I mean, it's always been, you know, last year's Canada celebrated 150 years. So the next few weeks, we're going to also talk about Calgary and Banff and have some good Canadians on the show and talk about that.
Yeah. And just for reference, if you're thinking of staying somewhere in Banff, you got to stay at one of the best places, which in our opinion is the Fairmont Banff Springs. Yeah. It's just a classic, iconic Banff hotel.
It looks like an estate, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, I mean, it's somebody's rich person or something. Yeah.
Everything that you would hope for and dream of in going to a location like Banff, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So next up, we're going to talk about
your favorite subject ever.
Maybe not my favorite subject, but it's a lot of people's. It's obviously the biggest movie of the year this year.
Last year.
Well, it's probably going to be this year as well too. But are there any Star Wars geeks out there besides myself? I'm sure there are. And you want to travel to the island where actually Luke Skywalker, you know, called home in the Last Jedi? Well, you can, and it's actually in Ireland.
Do tell.
Well, they are now. This is a set of islands that have been widely known, and if you travel to the Wild Atlantic Way on the west coast of Ireland, there that people have known this, but now with the Star Wars movies, the last two they feature where Luke Skywalker is, especially in this last movie, there's these beautiful, you know, islands that you're like, wait, is that actually real? Is that CGI? No, that's just Ireland being Ireland. I mean, they're awesome. And they're the Skellig Islands. And now they actually have tours that you could actually go to these islands. you're going to bring your walking shoes because you're going to do, you're going to walk a lot.
And your umbrella.
And your umbrella, because you never know with the skies opening up in Ireland, and you never know the weather depending on where, no matter what time of year it is. But you can actually catch one of these tours now, and they're really popular. But they also limit them too, so it's not, you're not, it's not crazy, and they're not, you know, they are manned and they are, you know, regulated and all that kind of stuff like that. But it's located along the Wild Atlantic Way, and I took a trip to Ireland by myself several years ago and went to a lot of these areas. Didn't get a chance to go to the Skellig Islands. I ended up going to the Aran Islands, which I always wanted to go to and loved. Now I really want to go because these islands are even more beautiful and stuff. You know, you do take a boat out there and you do have to go on a tour. But it's really great. Other things you could catch along the Great Atlantic Way, or the Wild Atlantic Way, is a lot of these tours launch from Kerry, which is absolutely beautiful, and you have the Ring of Kerry there. But you could also visit cities like Cork, which I've been to, Donegal, and Galway, which is absolutely beautiful as well, too. And you found one place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Pax House actually is the number one B&B in Ireland in 2017, just with beautiful rooms, stunning sea views. It's actually in Dingle, but it is one of the best places to stay, and just lovely, lovely hospitality as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ireland is always on our list, and we want to get back there and check out more of that and now go to the Skellig Islands. One of the places that I absolutely love and always love going there is Washington, D.C. And I love the history. I love there's so many things to do that are actually for free that we've talked about on the podcast. But D.C. has always kind of been the same thing. But now it's sort of changing in that they just opened a 24-acre water district along the Potomac. It's located along the Potomac, Washington, D.C. is, and you'll see that, but it's never been so much of a water city. But now that's changing with this new development. And so there's new parks, there's a music venue, the Anthem, which is actually voted the top music venue in 2017. We've seen it on TV, and it looks beautiful. It definitely catch a show there. A lot of famous chefs are moving in this area, and there's 50 plus shops and 20 restaurants. With, like I said, some top chefs are always been there. And you were just there in one of the top destinations there right now. It was the National Museum of African American History.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get, I was only there for like 2 or 3 days. And so to be able to get, you know, an access pass for that day that I could go. But I was in the first group that got in. So essentially, I got to tour the whole museum basically by myself. Because nobody else was around. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those places that you need to see for, you know, American history. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. And at the same time, it's just a joyous place. But it's just, it's beautifully, beautifully laid out. And so many great tributes to, you know, some of the great
stories you've never heard too.
Absolutely. Some of the great, you know, African American leaders in our history, and some of the stories that you've heard and some of the stories you have not heard are featured in there. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. So I think this District Wharf is really going to transform another side of Washington, D.C. that has already been sort of transforming anyway. It's one of the hottest food scenes. There's so many things to do. I love D.C. a lot because you can also take a lot of day trips to Virginia or even to Maryland and Baltimore and stuff like that. So it's definitely a hot on the 2018 travel list.
Yeah, and if you want to stay somewhere like a 5-star luxury boutique hotel while you're there, the Hay Adams is like one of the legendary places, and it's right near the White House. You have views of the White House, the scenic Lafayette Park, and it's just, you know, like place you can sit in the lobby and just ooh and ah, like everything.
And that's changed a lot too. In the last several years, they've added more and more hotels that are in that area that are a lot nicer too, in the downtown DC area too. And it's also become a lot safer too. So that's
interesting. A plus.
That's a total plus. So finish up, wrap up this episode. We talked about a few other islands, and there's so many other islands we could mention. But I think one that is really important right now is Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico is looking for travelers back to the island in 2018. As of when we did this research, 149 properties endorsed by the tourism office are open. Nearly 110 operational and 67 tourist attractions are open right now. Flights and hotels are actually lower than they've ever been right now. And the best part is you don't actually need your passport to go to Puerto Rico because it's a U.S. property.
Yeah, ironically, it's in the U.S. That's what this whole debate has been about Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah. Now, is Puerto Rico, just like even other places, back to 100%?
No.
No. But that's why it's even more important. And we're always about giving back. And we think Puerto Rico really needs your dollars, really needs your help. This would be a fun, you know, to maybe go and do a give back day while you're there. And then relax the rest of the time.
Yeah. And there, you know, if you're wondering, like, where do I stay?
Yeah, exactly.
I found an amazing Airbnb that's right in San Juan in old Puerto Rico. And they say on the Airbnb listing, we have electric power and a generator, plus we have air conditioning, and everything's up and running. And it's just a funky, funky place with a hammock outside. You know, it's drivable to a lot of the beaches. So there are a lot of places like that, but you definitely want to make sure that you read the reviews and make sure people have stayed there since the hurricane, you know, to ensure that, you know, you're staying somewhere great.
Yeah. And San Juan is also a real cool capital that is just an absolute beautiful throwback city.
Yeah. And if you're looking for something a little bit more beachy, there's actually an island called Vieques, which is 8 miles east of Puerto Rico mainland, but it's still part of Puerto Rico. Just stunning beach locations, and the W Vieques is a great place to stay. I've actually wanted to stay there for a while. It's real funky, like the W, but just pure luxury. You know, you're just staring out at like wide open ocean, just beautiful pools, and you know, all the magic you would think of Puerto Rico is there.
Yeah, and like we said, Puerto Rico needs any of these affected areas that have hurricanes and earthquake and stuff like that. You know, if you're closer or you're planning a trip, go there because they need your dollars these days. So that's basically our list. Real quick, we wanted to have some honorable mention because it's, you know, it's like listing anything. You're like,
listing your favorite child.
Yeah, exactly.
I love them all.
Exactly. But we found so many different ones. But like Malta is on a lot of lot of lists this year. It's a European alternative that's a lot cheaper sometimes and is just this amazing, you know, country. And then you're like, wow, how did I not ever know about this? The Faroe Islands. Now, Iceland has been hot the last several years. Well, the Faroe Islands are right off the coast of Iceland, and you actually have to travel through Iceland to get there. So you got to do maybe a little double dip there and go there. Chile, of course, as we mentioned before, there's so much landscape to see there and food there. And then Mexico City has been on the hot list for the last few years, but because of the earthquake too, people are thinking, oh, should I travel there? Yes, you should. It is one of the hottest cultural and food places, destinations you want to go to. So that's our list. And we think we came up with some places like, oh, I've never heard of that, or I've never thought about that. We want to know where you're traveling to in 2018. Are there places that are off the beaten path that are, you know, some places that you've always wanted to go to and you're going to go to either this year or next year? You know, tell us about it. Like, write us and let us know. And if there's other places you want us to feature, we'll absolutely do that as well.
All right. So I'm getting my bags packed already right now as we speak. And I'm ramping up our savings because we need to go to stay all of these amazing places. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.
When it comes to work, communication is key. Even if you don't have a writing job, sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.